The police sees it, and so does the FBI. You may know it from an IMSI catcher or a cellular phone surveillance device. But on today's show, we will discuss what its generic name is. What is the stingray? That is the focus of this edition of Expressions. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Expressions. I'm your host, Sierra Tavares Reyes. On today's show, what is a stingray or a stingray device? A stingray device, also known as an IMSI catcher or cell site simulator, is a type of surveillance technology used by law enforcement agencies to intercept mobile communications and track the location of mobile devices. Stingrays work by mimicking a cell phone tower, tricking nearby mobile devices into connecting to them instead of a legitimate tower. Once a device connects to the stingray, the device's location and communications can be monitored and recorded. Stingrays can be used to collect a wide range of data, including the content of text messages and phone calls, as well as the metadata associated with those communications, such as the phone numbers involved and the time and duration of the communications. The use of stingrays has been the subject of controversy and legal challenges due to concerns over privacy violations and the potential for indiscriminate surveillance. Some argue that the use of such technology without a warrant violates Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizure. Stingrays are typically small portable devices that are carried by law enforcement personnel in a vehicle or on foot. They can be used to target specific individuals or to collect data from all mobile devices within a particular area, depending on the capabilities of the device and the objectives of the operation. In addition to intercepting communications and tracking the location of mobile devices, some stingrays are also capable of injecting malware or other malicious software onto targeted devices. This can allow law enforcement to access even more data from the device, such as photos, contacts, and stored messages. The use of stingrays by law enforcement has been controversial for a number of reasons. One concern is that the technology can be used to collect data from innocent individuals who happen to be in the vicinity of a targeted device. Another concern is that the use of stingrays is often shrouded in secrecy with law enforcement agencies. Frequently obtaining warrants without fully disclosing the nature of the technology or the extent of the surveillance. In recent years, there have been a number of court cases and legal challenges to the use of stingrays by law enforcement. Some courts have found that the use of stingrays without a warrant violates Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizure, while others have upheld the use of technology in certain circumstances. Overall, the use of stingray devices is a complex and controversial issue that involves balancing the need for law enforcement to investigate and prevent crime with the rights of individuals to privacy and freedom from unreasonable government surveillance. Stingrays are not the only type of cell site simulator or IMSI catcher that law enforcement agencies use. Other types of devices include DRT boxes, Hailstorm, and Kingfish. These devices work in similar ways to stingrays by mimicking cell phone towers to intercept and collect mobile communications and data. One of the challenges of using stingrays is that they can interfere with the regular functioning of mobile networks, potentially causing dropped calls or other disruptions in mobile service. This can be a particular concern in emergency situations where reliable access to mobile communications is critical. To address these concerns, some countries have implemented regulations or guidelines around the use of cell site simulators and IMSI catchers. For example, in the United States, the Department of Justice has issued guidance to law enforcement agencies on how to use the technology in compliance with the Fourth Amendment and other legal requirements. Some states have also passed laws requiring law enforcement to obtain a warrant before issuing a cell site simulator. Despite these efforts to regulate the use of stingrays and other cell site simulators, concerns about their potential misuse and impact on privacy continue to be the topic of debate and scrutiny. Some argue that the use of these devices should be strictly limited and subject to greater oversight to protect individual rights and prevent abuse. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. One of the main concerns with the use of stingrays is that they can be used to collect data from innocent individuals who are not the target of an investigation. This is because the technology is designed to intercept signals from all mobile devices within a certain radius, not just the targeted device. As a result, stingrays can potentially capture sensitive information from individuals who have no connection to their investigation. Including their location data, phone calls, text messages, and internet activity. Another concern is that the use of stingrays is often shrouded in secrecy, with law enforcement agencies frequently obtaining warrants without fully disclosing the nature of the technology or the extent of the surveillance. This lack of transparency can make it difficult for individuals or groups to challenge the use of stingrays in court. In addition, the use of stingrays can raise broader questions about government surveillance and individual privacy. Some argue that the widespread use of surveillance technologies like stingrays can erode trust between law enforcement and the public, leading to a chilling effect on free speech and other civil liberties. Despite these concerns, supporters of stingrays argue that they are an important tool for law enforcement to investigate and prevent crime, particularly in cases involving serious threats to public safety. They point to examples of cases where the use of stingrays has led to the capture of dangerous criminals or the prevention of terrorist attacks. Overall, the use of stingrays and other cell site simulators remains a complex and contentious issue that involves balancing the need for effective law enforcement with the protection of individual rights and privacy. One of these challenges with the use of stingrays is that they can be expensive and require specialized training to operate effectively. This can limit the ability of smaller law enforcement agencies to use the technology, potentially creating disparities in access to surveillance tools across different jurisdictions. Another consideration is that the use of stingrays can potentially expose law enforcement agencies to legal liability. In some cases, the use of stingrays has been challenged in the courts and on the grounds that it violates constitutional protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. This can raise questions about the legality of evidence obtained through the use of stingrays and potentially lead to cases being dismissed or overturned. To address these concerns, some jurisdictions have implemented policies and procedures around the use of stingrays and other cell site simulators. For example, some agencies require officers to receive specialized training and obtain a warrant before using the technology. Others have implemented strict policies around data retention and sharing to prevent the misuse and unauthorized access of data collected through the use of stingrays. Despite these efforts to regulate the use of stingrays, concerns about the potential misuse of the technology and its impact on privacy continue to be a topic of debate and scrutiny. As with any surveillance technology, it is important to balance the need for effective law enforcement with the protection of individual rights and civil liberties. We will be right back after this. Katy Perry. What are some of the policies that jurisdictions have implemented to regulate the use of stingrays? There is no single policy that is universally adopted by all jurisdictions, as the regulations around the use of stingrays can vary depending on the country, state, or city. However, some jurisdictions have implemented policies or guidelines that aim to regulate the use of stingrays and to protect the rights and privacy of some individuals. Here are some examples. Warrant requirements. Some jurisdictions require law enforcement to obtain a warrant before using a stingray device to intercept mobile communications or track the location of mobile devices. This requirement is intended to ensure that the use of stingrays is subject to judicial oversight and meets the legal standards for probable cause. Data retention policies. To prevent the misuse or unauthorized access of data collected through the use of stingrays, some jurisdictions have implemented policies around data retention and sharing. For example, some agencies may require that data collection through the use of stingrays be deleted after a certain period of time, or that it is subject to strict access controls. Transparency. Transparency requirements. To increase transparency around the use of stingrays, some jurisdictions require law enforcement agencies to document and report on their use of technology. This can include requirements to disclose the number of times a stingray has been used, the types of investigations it has been used for, and the results of those investigations. Training and certification requirements to ensure that officers are using the technology effectively and within the bounds of the law. Some jurisdictions require officers to receive specialized training and certification before using a Stingray. This can include training on legal and constitutional issues around surveillance, as well as technical training on the operation of the device. Oversight and accountability mechanisms. Some jurisdictions have established oversight or review bodies to monitor the use of stingrays and ensure that it is being used in compliance with regulations and legal standards. This can include internal review boards, external audit mechanisms, or civilian oversight bodies. These are just a few examples of the policies that jurisdictions have implemented to regulate the use of stingrays. The specific regulations and guidelines can vary widely depending on the jurisdiction and the context in which the technology is being used. How do law enforcement agencies typically justify the use of stingrays without a warrant? In general, law enforcement agencies justify the use of stingrays without a warrant by arguing that the technology falls under the third-party doctrine, exception to the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement. The third-party doctrine holds that individuals have no reasonable expectation of privacy in information that they voluntarily disclose to third parties, such as phone companies or internet service providers. Law enforcement agencies argue that because mobile devices transmit their location information to cell towers and other third-party networks, individuals have no reasonable expectation of privacy in that information. Therefore, law enforcement agencies contend that they do not need a warrant to collect that information using a stingray device. However, this argument has been challenged in court, with some judges ruling that the use of stingrays does require a warrant based on probable cause. In some cases, judges have found that the use of stingrays is not covered by the third-party doctrine because the technology goes beyond what individuals reasonably expect to be disclosed to third parties. In addition to arguments based on the third-party doctrine, law enforcement agencies may also justify the use of stingrays without a warrant in emergency situations, such as when there is an imminent threat to public safety. Some jurisdictions also have laws or policies that allow law enforcement to use stingrays in certain circumstances without a warrant, such as when searching for a missing person or such as when searching for a missing person or in a response to a natural disaster. Overall, the legal landscape around the use of stingrays without a warrant is complex and can vary depending on the jurisdiction and the specific circumstances of the case. We'll be right back after this. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Far away, far away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Far away. In recent years, there have been a number of court cases and legal challenges to the use of stingrays by law enforcement without a warrant. Some courts have found that the use of stingrays without a warrant violates Fourth Amendment protections under unreasonable searches and seizures. while others have upheld the use of this technology in certain circumstances. For example, in 2016, a federal appellate court ruled that the use of a stingray without a warrant violated the Fourth Amendment in a case involving the use of technology to track a suspect's location. The court held that the use of the stingray constituted a search under the Fourth Amendment and that law enforcement should have obtained a warrant based on probable cause before using the device. Despite these rulings, the legal landscape around the use of stingrays without a warrant remains complex and can vary depending on the jurisdiction and the specific circumstances of the case. As a result, the use of stingrays without a warrant continues to be a controversial and contentious issue that involves balancing the need for effective law enforcement with the protection of individual rights and privacy. The Expressions Podcast has been brought to you by Anchor. Like what you just heard? Then please submit a small donation to sustain future episodes at anchor.fm/Sierra Tavares Reyes. Thank you.